During the global financial crisis, the Great Recession, 2008-09, when the wheels fell off of the economy and we were looking at the abyss, I had the wherewithal to keep some quotes for bonds. I wish I had kept more because they were pretty illuminating. So we're going to take a look at Ford bonds as they made their way from March of 2009 to April of 2023. So let's click on this little puppy here. And it used to be that you could rely on Yahoo for decent bond quotes, but that's long gone. Now, have you gone through the presentation? We talked about the yield to maturity versus the current yield versus the coupon yield and the rating systems and whether a bond was callable or not. We didn't discuss the pricing of bonds. Notice this bond, which doesn't mature until 2097, and this bond, which doesn't mature until 2047, are paying 7.7% or 9.98%. We didn't discuss the pricing. The pricing on bonds is a little funny, and I think they do it just to make us think that we don't know what we're doing. That 5.58, that 64, that is 58% of 1,000. So why don't they just put 580? I don't know. But all you need to do is move the decimal point one to the right. So this bond was selling for $580. This bond was selling for $640. This bond was selling for $590. Now remember, when these bonds first sold, they sold for $1,000. What's going on? Well, people were so afraid that Ford was going to go out of business that they were dumping the bonds, selling them at any price just so they weren't stuck with them when Ford went through bankruptcy, which they assumed that they would. They didn't. The GM bonds, oh my goodness, I wish I would have saved that. They were selling for $80. So this bond is paying us $77 a year. This bond is paying us $99.80. But because we only paid $400, if we had bought them at the time, $580, the yield to maturity, the current yield, is actually 13%. Pretty darn good, right? Well, it is a junk bond, a distressed bond, a speculative bond, a non-investment grade bond, because look at the rating, CCC. Fitch and Moody's and Standard & Poor's were all saying, you know what? Ford's probably going to go under. Well, it didn't happen, luckily for Ford. GM and Chrysler went through bankruptcy, but Ford didn't, and that's a whole story unto itself. So let's now move 6 months later to October 2009. And what we're going to see is that although people are still worried about the end of the world, the rating is still triple C, which is pretty darn bad, junk. Notice the 9.98% bond is no longer selling for $640. It's now selling for $918.80. Yeah, and these bonds are $760 and $770. And $790. People are still frightened, but they're willing to raise the price a little bit, not quite to par, not quite to 1,000. So notice the yield to maturity and the current yield are still higher than the coupon yield, but not that much higher because the price has risen and the interest rate has fallen. So let's now go to June of 2010. And what do we see? Now that bond that was selling for just 1 year before $640 is now selling for $1,082.50. It's now a premium bond. That bond that was selling for $560 is now selling for $840. And notice the yield to maturity now. The yield to maturity of the bond that's paying 9.98% is now less than the coupon yield. Why? Because now investors have to spend more than $1,000 to get the bond. And notice what's happening. The bond rating was triple C. It has now gone up to B. It's still junk. People are still worried about Ford going under, but it's no longer CCC. Now, you might be saying, why didn't Ford refinance this bond 9.98%? They don't have, they have to continue to pay that until 2047. Notice the bond is not callable. Ford doesn't have the option of calling the bond, refinancing the loan. How would you like to be in that position? I certainly would not want to be in that position, having to pay 10% until 2047, but that's where Ford sees themselves. Now let's move forward to October 2010, and we see that people are a little more optimistic. Look, the credit rating has gone up to BB. They're still junk, but now that 9.98% bond is selling for $1,230. And it's no longer, it's still paying $99.80, 9.98%, but you're only getting 8% because you had to pay $1,230. You see how it works? It's not that hard, is it? I don't think so. Boring. But that's the bond world. So let's continue to March of 2013, and we're going to see that finally, 5 years after the great financial crisis, the great recession, Ford gets its triple B rating. It is now no longer junk status. And look at these prices of those bonds. Well over $1,000. Do you remember Sir John Templeton's advice? The point of maximum pessimism is the best time to buy. So these people, if they held on to the bonds, they paid $600, $580, $640. They could turn around and sell them for $1,400 or $1,300 or $1,156. Yeah, that's what investing is like. You invest when there's blood in the streets. Now, let's continue. That was March of 2013. And interest rates stayed very low for quite some time. Bond prices were quite higher than normal. And many people said, well, this can't last. And the Federal Reserve Bank started to see things get better in the economy, 2016, 2017, 2018. So they started raising interest rates. And what happens when interest rates rise? Bond prices fall. So if we go to 2019 now, we're going to see. Now, we can no longer trust Yahoo anymore. So we're going to make this a little bit bigger and move it over here. This is called FINRA. And this is the system I ask you to use. It's actually... FINRA sponsors it, but it's actually Morningstar doing it. And now look at what's happened. The bonds are no longer selling for $1,400. They're still selling above par, above 1,000, but the prices have come down. The yields have gone up. And there's that, where's that 2047 bond? There it is. There it is. Now it's no longer selling for $1,400. It's selling for $1,300. So that was 2019. Now 2020, right before, you know what, COVID. Right before people realized, thought the world was going to end and we were all going to die. And there's still some people who believe that. I love the people who believe that anybody who got the vaccine for COVID were going to die in 2 to 3 years. Well, it's been 2 years and not anybody died yet. Uh-oh, what's going on? Now the prices are lower than 1,000. Why? Because people are starting to believe that the world's going to end again. And so they're dumping their bonds because COVID is going to destroy everything. This was already after the world had gone into lockdown. And what happens? 6 months later, we realize, you know what? the world's not going to end. A lot of people are going to die. It's going to end for a lot of people who died during the COVID, sadly. But civilization will continue. And sure enough, the prices bounce back up. You know, people are not rational, folks. This is what we learn when we learn about investing. People are not rational. Now the prices bounce back up again. And notice that some of the bonds, though, are slipping down into the BB category. BB plus is a little bit better than BB, but it's still less than BBB, which is is kind of silly, if you ask me, which is investment grade. And that was when? When was that? Into the 2000 and, yeah. Was that 2000? That was 2020. Now let's go to last year, 2022. And what's happened? Because of inflation, interest rates have been jacked up on the short end by the Federal Reserve Bank to calm inflation down. And so what would we expect if interest rates rise? We should expect to see bond prices fall. But in this case, because these bonds are paying such a high interest rate, they're stuck paying that high interest rate, they actually are doing better. 1,107. There's that. Where's that one bond? There it is, the 2047 bond. Back up to $1,300 because you can't get a rate anywhere near that. But notice that the yield is about 7%, so it's not bad. And then that's last year, October 2022. So let's see where they are now, April 2023. And we got to make this bigger because that's FINRA makes it real small. Interest rates have risen. But remember, these interest rates are pretty darn high. Oh, notice, look at that. Ford was able to get, oh, that's the Ford Foundation. Forget that. We don't want the Ford Foundation. That's a different entity. That's the philanthropic part of Ford. Notice they slipped down to BB. So they're now non-investment grade. Ooh. But some of them were paying, here, look at this one. This one was paying 3.25%. So that's probably a newer bond because that was probably issued about 10 years ago or so, or throughout the 2010s. And look, interest rates have risen to around 5, 6, 7% for corporate bonds. That bond is, you can get that, you have to pay 7.78 for that bond. You get to buy it at a discount. But bonds that are paying more than 7% or so are selling at a premium because new bonds are selling at 6 or 7%. So the interest rates have risen. Bonds are now attractive again. But remember, they're saying BB. They're saying Ford is in trouble. I don't think Ford's going to go under. We'll see. But so you see, the point of maximum pessimism is the best time to buy, but it also creates, you have to have the courage. It requires the greatest fortitude, the greatest courage, but yields the best results. Okay, and we're also going to take a look at some municipal bonds, the school district of Poway. Okay, so check that presentation out next.